This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Funeral directors, embalmers, and others from across Texas are arriving in Uvalde to help the families of the 21 people killed by a gunman last week. Those families are now starting to bury their dead, 19 of them children. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Memorials went up in the immediate aftermath and vigils have been held. Now, over the next 2.5 weeks, people will say goodbye to the children and their teachers. One heart-wrenching visitation, funeral, and burial after another. This week, funerals are planned for 11 of the 19 children and teacher Irma Garcia. I'm Ben Thomas.
After visiting Uvalde, President Biden expressed hope that there may be some bipartisan support for new gun restrictions. The AP's Sagar Magani.
After a decade of failures, President Biden's urging Congress to tighten restrictions on the kind of high-powered weapons used by the Texas shooter.
Things have gotten so bad that everybody's getting more rational about it. At least that's my hope and prayer.
Saying yesterday the Second Amendment was never absolute, noting you couldn't buy a cannon when it was passed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's a city of 25 million people, but Shanghai, China's been locked down by COVID. Beginning tomorrow, they'll start to reopen the city, say authorities. As Russia's war in Ukraine drags on, the European Union's agreed to ban most Russian oil imports. Moscow says this will hurt ordinary Russians. Soaring inflation's eating away at your paycheck. Well, today President Biden meets with the Fed chief, Jerome Powell. First Lady Jill Biden says she and the president don't argue in front of other people, but they argue by text instead. Prosecutors say a Chicago woman smothered her daughter with a plastic bag on her 8th birthday while the girl screamed, "Mama, stop," because she believed her daughter didn't love her anymore. This is AP News. Agatha was pretty quickly downgraded to a tropical depression, but Hurricane Agatha made landfall in southern Mexico yesterday. The AP's Jennifer King.
Hurricane Agatha swept ashore on Mexico's southwest coast as a Category 2 near Puerto Angel, about 160 miles south of Oaxaca. It's an area of small fishing towns and laid-back tourist beaches. Residents sought shelter, and the local civil defense agency showed a mud and rock slide blocking a road a few miles inland. The storm formed Sunday and quickly gained power. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm carried sustained winds of 105 miles per hour and torrential rains that posed a threat of flash floods and mudslides. It's the strongest hurricane on record for May in the eastern Pacific. I'm Jennifer King.
This is a first. Authorities seized more than 1 billion methamphetamine tablets in Asia last year, highlighting the scale of illegal drug production and drug trafficking and the challenges fighting it, says the UN. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.